Nobody is ever perfect, and we're going to have some hiccups. We've had some hiccups, and we might have some hiccups in the future. But I think that as we begin to educate people more and they learn more about 508 and, you know, work with Vivek and Anish and our new media team, Macon Phillips at the White House, they all understand and are extraordinarily committed to making sure that the websites that we put up are 508 compliant. It can be difficult work. What we're trying to do is change the scope so that at the beginning, once we are getting ready to put up a website, it's not something we think about afterwards, it's something we think about from the beginning. And we're working on that, and I think we're making substantial progress. We've put our speeches and our caption on the White House website, and we're getting ready to implement live captions. We've tested it with some folks, and we're working on live captions as well.
Any kind of time frame around those live captions? Do you think in a month, in a week?
We've already done it with a couple of different events, so we're working on it. I can't give you a specific time frame, but we are working very hard on it, and we've already had live captions on a couple of different president's events and speeches, and in order to figure out exactly what we need to do.
508 had come up tangentially in this comment. One thing that you didn't mention that I wanted to see if you could offer a little bit of comments on was the advance notice of proposed rulemaking that came out around the new 508 requirements for electronics. Can you offer any kind of comment in terms of, I know it's just in the early stages, but do you see a lot of hope out there, a lot of optimism about it?
I can't comment on the advance notice of rulemaking issued by the Access Board, because it's now in the rulemaking stage with OMB and OIRA, so I can't comment on that. I think that generally, broadly, what we're trying to do on 508, though, I think there is a lot of hope out there. I think so. We work with some of the top disability advocates in the technology field, and I think they are very excited about our commitment. We've made presentations to the entire CIO Council, specifically on the issue of 508. The CIO Council has created a subgroup to work specifically on disability technology issues, including 508. To come up with some solutions, and so I think everybody is very excited and hopeful about the work that the president is going to lead.
Justice Department, they're supposed to do a review, a survey, any word of whether that's coming or not?
I think we're working on that as well. I mean, again, these are issues that we just got here, and so we have not been the administration that has not put out the report for the past some odd years, whatever it's been. I think the last report was issued in 2003. Department of Justice, led by the Attorney General and Tom Perez in that Civil Rights Division, very committed to figuring out a way to make sure we're able to get the reports out that we need to get out and to improving our reporting on 508 and compliance.
One of the things you talked about was your experience teleworking during the snowstorm. And one of the points you made I thought that was really relevant was, hey, if I can do it, anyone can do it, because I work at the White House. I have some special accommodations. But the fact is, I work at the White House. Talk about that experience. How many days did you telework? But without getting into, obviously, the security details, what was there anything that you weren't able to do from accessing documents or anything like that?
There was nothing that I was unable to do. I worked, I think it was maybe 3 full days and then a couple of days part-time teleworking. And, you know, even when I'm, sometimes when I take days off, I still work from home. So, but during the snowstorm, it was around 3 days full-time and then a couple of days part-time. But there was nothing that I was unable to do. I was able to access our server and access all of my documents, access to my email, and communicate with the other members of the White House and access all of my documents. So it was really an extraordinary experience to be able to do that and get through our security procedures with all of my special software that I have on my computer.
From your experience working in the private sector, working for other organizations, was it about the same? Was it just as good? How could you rate it?
You know, I spent 7 years at a large firm in Chicago, and I would say it's about the same. There, I had the ability to work from home. We had laptops at the law firm, and I had the ability to remote access our system, the same as what we have here.
I think the fact that you coming out, a place like today at the Telework Exchange, you're preaching to the choir in many ways, but the fact is that getting your story out to let people know that you are having all that access. When you asked to set it up when you first came to the White House, was there any hesitation? Was there any kind of, well, I'm not sure, we'll see? Or were they just, okay, let's do it?
No hesitation. And let me say two things. Number one, I don't know that we're always preaching to the choir, because I think that there's a lot of people who come who may know a little bit about telework but may not be as familiar with the issues facing people with disabilities. So I think that we bring a little bit of new perspective to those folks and they get more information. So I don't think we're preaching to the choir for everybody. And then at the beginning of my time at the White House, there was never any hesitancy. In fact, what the White House did was created I have my own kind of technology team, and it's a couple of people who are specifically dedicated to making sure that issues surrounding my technology are working, whether it's my computer, whether it's my phone, it's particular accommodations I need. And so that team is specifically dedicated to me, and it's an extraordinary commitment that the White House, leading from the top with the president, has made to make sure that I have the appropriate accommodations.